I know.
Right.
It could have been more, but what I know about, heard about, I didn't want.
Right. I realize that.
But like I would know, then I've been told. Because I've been down on their sites, in other words, put it that way, because I love Indian arrowheads, and I used to go for that. And the Smith's farm over across there is only for their arrowheads. And I've been over there, and I got a lot of them.
Every time I saw them, they were pushing
them. Oh, yes, true.
Do you sort of have any idea when Indians might be buried along here? I mean, I understand some burial, Indian burial sites may be along.
Well, there's one ahead of Westport. They claim there was one there. Man has come out somewhere along the line. They have disputed it. I don't know why they should, because I have been told that it was, and I always thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've been there, and I've seen stones. Stones that they had used to be the ordinary field stone. See, instead of being what they are today, naturally.
Yeah.
But they would be field stones. And I know that was graves there.
Is that the next thing we're speaking? Or is this the one at the head you're talking about?
Yeah, right across, before you get into the head of Westport itself, it's right across what they used to call the Old Hall Place.
Yeah.
Yes,
no,
on the west side, there's a little pond involved
right.
Well, just where you get that is a field, and it's on the east side of the road. And it's I call it a small hill, but that hill on the east side, all Indians bury themselves on the east.
Facing the sun.
Facing the sun. Sunrise. That, I do know that.
As a kid, did you spend a lot of time just roaming around and taking off? And
oh, yes. I love nature. I used to love to go through the woods and find water holes. Especially springs.
Uh-huh. Would you like to drink them or swim in them?
Oh, yes. All springs is good drinking water.
Right.
All running water is good drinking water. A brook water is good to drink.
Uh-huh.
If you follow most brooks, now I know a brook on Drift Road. Let's see, it must have been 15 springs within 100 feet.
15 springs within 100 feet?
100 feet is 15 springs. And that water is just as cool and clear as like mineral water.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say cold. From there,
did you ever have like row a boat or paddle a canoe?
Oh, yes, I love that. In fact, I had a very dear friend of mine on a cabin's net.
Uh-huh.
Had a canoe, and him and I used to go canoeing a lot.
Would you follow the little brooks, or would you stay?
We go into streams. All brooks that come in. Now there's 15 brooks.
Yeah.
That. Enters, rolls into Westport River,
mm-hmm.
from head of Westport to Westport Point.
Wow. So you must have had a lot of fun going up and down,
right? Oh, yes. And some of the ponds, some of the brooks that come as far as way up to Fall River.
Right, like the Burden
Creek? That comes right down here, right down on Drift Road.
Yeah.
Right out to the
ocean.
Okay.
So, so have there been a lot of animals that you remember seeing as a kid that are not around anymore?
There isn't as many now as it was then.
Like what kind of animals?
Well, there's rabbits, foxes, coons.
Uh-huh.
And, the reason why they tell me the bird is a coon is concerned, why it's been diseased, it's got into them and killed them out. Not as much as hunters have killed them, but it's because some of those. Fox is the same way. No, it isn't so much the hunters, because the laws takes care of that more or less.
Is there a deer here?
Oh yeah, we had a deer come out the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when I was little, going to horse nets, we'd see them run across, six of them.
Oh yes. You'd be surprised if a person, well, but myself, if I go out in the woods, right in the back here, go out there quite deep, and just stand there or sit there, you know what I'm saying, and listen. You'd be surprised if people, and the birds are different, the birds, especially the different kind of birds, which you don't see out in the open.
Right.
And the same way with the animals, rabbits, you'll see. Of course, raccoons, you won't see them on the ground, you see them in the trees. They sleep at
least.
The only active time that they can act is daytime.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever see a raccoon in the daytime out in the yard, don't try to catch him or pick him up. Because he's sick.
Oh, you mean they're night animals?
Night animals. The same way with a skunk. Now, I love skunks. A skunk is a very nice pet.
If they're
In fact, I have about 60 skunks. Favors away. People give them.
They're not real ones.
Oh, no, not real ones. No.
Like little China ones or something?
Yeah, just little swarms of things. I save them.
Oh, that's neat.
But a skunk is very, very scared animal. They're not tame by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very lazy animal. You can go out and pick them up with the tail and they won't bother you.
Mm-hmm.
But never try to get in front of them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's why people are wrong, because they'll spray. And you can pick them up with the tail, people will say, well, how come? Well, I said, well, because they can't get their feet.
They
got to brace themselves. They got to brace themselves before they can get any damage.
That's funny. So you take away their place to brace and their
right. And they're lost. It's like a cat, though. A cat is very weak when they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
They're helpless.
Yeah.
Whereas a dog will take care of itself. But when a cat is sick, they're helpless, but they just have to give up. They have no. A dog now is very active. Their tongue is their medicine.
Were any of these animals destructive to the farm? Were they a threat to the farm animals, like foxes or?
Oh, the foxes and the weasels were very destructive on the farmers, especially on their chickens, hens, ant,
mm-hmm.
right there. And weasels was a very, very, very precious one. They'll come in and what they do, a weasel, when they kill a chicken or a hen, they'll grab them by the throat, and that's all they do,
mm-hmm.
to get the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by that time, I had up here, so the blood, what I had my chicken farm, I go out there and find a chicken. Sometimes it'd be alive, practically, but of course, you couldn't save it. Drain blood right out. Yeah.
So,
whereas a raccoon, the same way, you see, he get into a flock like that, but he'd kill him, eat the meat.
I see, yeah.
A skunk, I love skunks.
So you may be a little biased. But they didn't bother to find animals
usually. Oh, no.
What does a skunk eat?
Grubs. The white worms on the ground. Have to dig down and make holes. If you see a little hole in your front lawn or your backyard, you know a skunk's around.
Mm-hmm.
Because in your lawn is a little grub, they're called grubs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're white. They're around your little thing and the path is that size.
Mm-hmm.
And they go here and they go there and they go there. But they're very lazy, But when you see them, when they run off, they just go, it's working very. But a woodchuck.
Yeah.
A woodchuck is very, very dangerous. They can do more harm than any four animals put together. They're very fast. Very fast on their feet, and they're very smart. They will dig under it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Like that. Whereas a raccoon will climb. A raccoon wouldn't dig, he'd climb. When you have a 5-foot way or somewhere, and he wants to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
they get in there.
They get in there.
Yeah, they could be a climate.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, like a squirrel.
Yeah. Right.
In fact, they're classified. They're the family of a squirrel because they got the instinct of climate.
Right. Just a nice little break. I know I probably didn't get all your affiliations, but I may. Do you want to give them to me again so I make sure I have them right, even if I don't use the article? You've heard to tell me what you've been in the Grange. You're now present.
No, I am
permanent deputy.
No, actually, I'll start off first with you. So you
okay, good.
I have a past master of Westport Grange. Also, a past lecturer at Westport Grange.
Mm-hmm.
And a past master of Pomona Grange.
And I said on the case?
No. Right here, Oconee South.
Oh, where is it?
Oconee South.
Oh.
And a past lecturer of Oconee South, Pomona.
Uh-huh.
And I have been a subordinate deputy. Yeah, at State Grange. At the present time, I'm a Pomona deputy for the Island District.
That's permanent deputy for Island District?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you were talking about the Masons?
I belong both ways to the Masonic Order.
What does it mean, along both ways?
Well, it means the York Rite and the 32nd.
York? Like New York Rite, R-I-T-H-T?
Right.
And 32nd? And I don't know that much about the Masonic. So those two lodges? Or?
Those are two Masonic bodies.
I see. Okay. That makes sense. And,
I'm the treasurer of the Past Masters Association.
That's green?
That's green.
That's state?
No, just the ordinary.
I think.
That's just a little branch of the subordinate grinders combined.
Uh-huh. And then you said you were past matron and past patron of the Eastern
Side?
Not patron.
Oh.
Patron, the man.
Also a past patron of Eastern Star.
Oh, and you're a past patron of Eastern Star.
Yeah,
right.
No best one.
And I'm a past noble grand, past noble grand of the Oddfellows.
Past noble what?
Grand.
G-R-A-N-D?
G-R-A-N-D.
Of the Oddfellows? Is that New Bedford or is
no,
that the in Rhode Island?
Rhode Island.
Wow, you must be really busy. You got all these meetings.
Are you kidding?
That's going to be fun to be involved with all that. Wow, is that everything?
Probably not.
No, I can go on. No, that's more important.
You're also a veteran, right?
Oh, no.
No.
I thought you were a veteran.
No, we just missed
that. That comes right back again in the category of the Quakers and that one. I wanted to go in the worst way, but somebody stopped me before I got there.
I see. Okay. I realized that, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I was interested, sort of, you said the Grange Westport started in 1890. Has it been an educational organization? Does it teach the farmers?
It's supposed to be everything.
No.
We have educational aid.
The farmers, really, at the time when it was organized,
uh-huh.
were the backbone of the Grange.
Uh-huh.
And now, as I said before, there's a very few of the farmers in the Grange. Mm-hmm. It's mostly, associated mostly with the family itself as a whole.
Oh, I see. It's more non-farmers.
Right, right.
But the Grange is all over that. It's the organization's over 100 years old. Not
yeah.
Westport.
Right.
But
yeah. When you were like what kind of, is it sort of a social thing, or is it
yes.
just,
it is now.
Yeah.
It's more social than it was years ago.
I see. As a farmer, did you find it really useful to be a farm degree? Is it like, did it help you in your farm?
No, it wouldn't help me.
Come too late for you.
Yeah, it was come too late for
we
my
we didn't join until 1948.
Oh, I see.
But it's been very helpful for me. Very
well, we've had all 7 degrees. The 7th degree is national.
Oh.
We took that in Portland, so we belong to all 7 degrees.
Wow.
It's helped me tremendously because I can speak to most of anybody. I can speak to, I'm going to say to that, I mean, I can talk to anybody of the order.
Uh-huh.
Whereas I was very shy when I first joined the Grange.
It's interesting. It really helped you.
First all I would say yes and no, but no.
Yes, it did help. But when I first met him, he was so bashful, he'd say, yes and no.
And he was telling us he met you when he was telling you.
Yeah, I was coming home from Sunday school.
Did you grow up in Westport too?
Yeah, I was born in Westport.
Part of this I wanted to do into a newspaper article, and part in this I'm taping it on tape recorder now.
Oh.
And here's part of the bicentennial effort is to talk to a lot of people who lived in Westport a long time and get them on tape and then have it like in the library so like in 30 years from now somebody who's new here can listen to people talk about Westport where it will be so different. So I'd like maybe you could tell me a little bit about what you remember growing up. You probably maybe did little boy things. And
I didn't even know him when I was.
Where did you grow up? What part of Westport?
Huh? Well, you know where 177 is?
Right.
And you know as you approach Sanford Road and where the lights are?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going up straight, I was born on the left-hand side of the road. That house is burned down.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever remember the big gray house that was there?
No, I haven't lived through that one.
No.
And you were.
Well, it was just up above Grundy's.
Oh, okay.
Grundy's and the house where they live, I lived then. The next house I was born. The next house to them.
It was. Practically across from the church up there. Practically across from the church.
Oh, well, yes. Just before you get to the church. It's there now.
I knew
where he was born.
Yeah, and it used to be a church where, well, right side of where that furniture place, I went to Sunday school and church there.
What church is that?
I think they called it then the Fourth Christian Church.
Oh, right. My mother, for the bicentennial, has been researching the church history in Westport. She told me a lot about, I guess, the Fourth Christian Church. There was one church that, two churches that joined two Christian churches that are now make up another church. I don't know if it's the Calvary Bible or the United Congregational. But remember she told me the Fourth Christian Church was up there.
Was it the Fourth Christian?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, Brownell's Corner Church, anyway. Used to call it Brownell's Corner. And even when I was a little, I always went to church and Sunday school. And when I was small, you know, like at Easter or different times, Children's Day that they used to have and all that kind of stuff, we had to go, lie down. And have a nap all afternoon, you know, if we had to go in the evening,
Was the church then was a big part of your life socially and spiritually?
We always went every Sunday to Sunday school and church, every Sunday.
What did your family, were your family farmers in Westport or?
Well, no, my father was a carpenter.
Ah. Did he work all? Did he get jobs and go and work on a work in a place?
No, he worked for different companies. He used to work down the boatyard until he was 75 years old.
Wow.
My name was Tripp, but not related to them.
There's so many Tripps in this town, it's crazy.
I know it.
Wilbur,
I'm not related to any of the other Tripps.
That's funny.
Yeah. Lawrence Leakham up to the town hall is my sister. You know her?
I know people, and I think I know who you're speaking of.
She works for the school department. She does the payroll.
Okay, I think...
She's been up there quite a few years.
Yeah, they're...
And she lost her husband a couple of years. He used to have the little gas station there. You know where the big barn is? Where 177 and Old County Road meet? Before you get to Grundy's.
Okay, yeah.
That was my grandfather Tripp's place,
really? Huh.
And my father's place, and then it was my sister's place,
mm-hmm.
Florence.
So it stayed in the family right along.
Yeah, but then she sold it.
Oh, I see.
And the state took a lot of the land while my father was living to make the new road.
Oh, for what, 88? Or
mm-hmm.
So?
Yes. It comes at
a
point, but it went right across, you know.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of your land, family land is now part of the state.
Yeah.
Did, growing up, what kind of things did little girls do? I mean, what kind of entertainment did you have? I mean,
I tell you, I was the oldest of eight, so what I did mostly was look out of the smaller children, and I was always trying to clean. Do things which I don't do now.
I can tell you what they did years ago. Most of the families, they had families. They'd gather together on Saturday and Sunday nights. They all got up piano and sing.
Yeah, we did that a lot.
Oh, yeah,
and
that was the. I mean,
most families would have an organ or a piano.
Yeah, we always had an organ.
Yeah.
We had my father had a juice harp and a zither.
Oh,
and banjo and violin.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And it was sort of tradition that everyone just sit around and sing. Would you sing hymns and
hymns?
Songs?
Oh, yeah.
That's
what we knew then.
And then
yeah.
popular
really?
Music as it, you
right.
know, come along.
Were there folk songs and other things like that, sort of non-religious songs you would sing?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And you would do this as a family, not you wouldn't go to somebody's house, you would do it among
no,
the family.
No, well, I told you, the visit, visiting around was more what they are now. Your neighbors used to gather, probably before five families involved, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and then as it got to be about 12, 14 and like that, well, we used to go to the Sunday school teachers a lot, you know. Like
and
once a week, anyway.
Another thing would be in May basket party.
Well,
yeah.
I
can remember when I was small, we had 21 May baskets one night.
Who made them? Did the girls
make
all
different ones.
Good
no.
different ones. In the
men and,
oh, yeah.
and all kinds
other
of people. It just happened.
In your family now, there's two or three of them that they'd hang prepaid baskets.
I see. For the three girls?
They'd be consist of
three people.
Group, you know.
Oh,
on the people. Oh, yes.
I can remember even when we had like game that was put in it.
A game? Was it like a toy and amusement?
No. I mean
game like
to eat.
To eat, wow.
Yes, all kinds of things like
well,
that. Things to eat.
Cans and you know, like that.
Yeah, and you used to get fruit and candy and
all
kinds of stuff. Too.
And you would hang it out and it would be filled or you would hang them out already filled?
No, they'd give them to you. They'd bring them and put them
you
to
hang
on
your front
your
door.
Doorstep.
And knock the door and run. It was with the ketchup.
Yeah.
It was something like hide and seek, only you had something to give them to you. So instead
sort of the
reverse
trick
or
right.
Have them come in,
right.
You know,
right.
You'd have them.
And that was then May Day, the first day of May?
Well,
May.
All
during
May. And then they got so, just had what they call June boxes.
Yeah.
That didn't go over too big. May was seemed to be the month of the year.
June boxes, a lot of times, like if you belong to anything, like say we'll call the Grange, you'd put up a lunch for two people, and then sometimes a man would buy it, and for two.
Oh, sort of like an auction?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
It's the highest bidder,
yeah.
See?
Right. Oh, yeah.
We get the...
They even do that now sometimes.
Sometimes, not so much.
No, not very much.
So those would be like picnic baskets, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
That would be fun. So the May baskets, though, if, everybody was involved in it, so you'd make some for your friends, and then you'd find some on your doorstep. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's
right.
Lovely. That's a
lovely. And another thing, too, is I recall it went back to that line of... Any new family that came in town, you always got, groceries.
Like a housewarming.
Housewarming.
Like, what is it they have now? Welcome lady.
Right. But you
only, you know, it was...
You did it on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. I mean, I've seen references to May baskets, but I never knew what they were.
I've read them, but I want to say dozens.
Yeah. Oh, I have the May basket party sometime
in the Grange, but not like
in the
they don't hang much at the houses now.
No.
Yeah. Huh. What other kind of customs? Do you have any, was there any sort of harvest, things around harvest? Or I know that sometimes you see those on some...
Well, there used to be husking parties.
Husking parties?
Husking bees.
Well, husking bees, well, those parties.
Yeah,
corn
husking.
Bees, you know. Bees. Bees, you know. And,
that would be corn husking?
Well, yeah.
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 Did
see.
People make corn husks off?
They'd bring in the same as corn from the field, and they'd see who would husk the first bushel first or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, just
and
to get together.
And then if
yeah.
there was men and women, if they found a red ear, didn't they kiss a girl or something like that?
and then they used to, most all the days, a quilting party. Make quilts.
Oh, quilting party.
Oh, yes.
Was that mainly
women's
kind of
thing? Or it'd be women. That'd be a party. And have the frames and all with the quotes on it.
Wow, those
take
time to do, too. That's really, you've got to be really good to be able to do that.
That's right.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I know that there are some customs where they, around harvest time, like the end of October or Halloween, they'll put out these sort of dummies that are stuffed with straw.
Yeah.
Is that been around here? Is that more another part of the
fair? Oh, no, that's
been around. That's right. What do they call those things? Like
scarecrows.
Scarecrows? And what kinds of things did you do around Christmas? Was it so cold that you would play?
Thanksgiving and Christmas were the two biggest days in the year.
Family.
After the family get together and, you know.
Would they come for days at a time? Or?
No, we did what you were supposed to do.
No, but you and I always used to have the family for Thanksgiving.
We have as many as 25 at a time.
Wow.
I've got relatives almost all over the United States.
But Thanksgiving and Christmas were the two biggest events. That
we used to have all my folks, a lot of my folks lived in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
That's when you what they call the Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, the Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And now you get Christmas before Thanksgiving. But them days, that was a big event. Everybody gathered far and near, you know.
It's really fun.
Really fun, right. You know, you really enjoyed it because people you wouldn't see from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always used to have, we did at least 25 relatives for Thanksgiving dinner.
Were turkeys grown in Westwood? Did people raise turkeys and from?
Yes.
So will you get local turkeys or did people use?
There wasn't so many turkeys grown.
As like hens.
No.
Oh, well, I suppose you call them chickens, but they're really hens.
Well, there's more turkey farms now involved. There
used to be a lot of hen farmers, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Would turkey be the main meal?
It used to have goose and geese, they call it.
And ducks.
And ducks.
Turkeys, ducks.
We always had
chicken.
Turkey, didn't we?
Yes.
Very seldom had any chicken. But turkey seems, especially for Thanksgiving, but turkey.
Yeah,
a little bit more solid.
On Christmas, why, a lot of times they'd be a duck or a goose.
Mm-hmm.
But Thanksgiving was the old-fashioned turkey.
Yeah, and I always have Christmas tree and, you know, all the gifts.
I've played Santa Claus for the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Granges.
All kinds of places.
That must be a really fun thing to do.
All kinds of places.
I got my sleigh out in the garage now.
That's great, because I think that's a fun thing to do. You can really enjoy. I did it once in college. I played at Christmas Eve, and it was a really funny feeling, because they really thought I was Santa Claus. You know, I had a white beard and a whole voice trying to lower my voice.
Oh, sure.
And they look at you like with a sheer awe.
In fact, boats. The kill parties there.
Right, right.
She and I, she was Mr.
Mr.
Santa Claus,
and
I was
Santa
Mr. Santa Claus. Down
for
here.
All the senior citizens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
about the fireside.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah.
And then the last year I was down there, her daughter had there.
One of the babies.
One of the babies.
One of the daughters had a baby.
Oh, right.
I had it in the sleigh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was little Wendy or Timothy?
It was fun, yeah. But they got my sleigh on, you know, one little wheel. You can't see them, see?
Uh-huh.
So then they generally have somebody to pull me, like a reindeer.
Oh,